From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Dex, August 2nd, On Chain and Off, the five stories setting today's crypto agenda. Let's get into it. First, from Crypto Briefing, Tokyo and Washington coordinate on foreign exchange measures as yen weakness drives Japanese firms toward Bitcoin. 20% of Japanese firms are now considering Bitcoin as a way to diversify their holdings, driven by the yen's recent weakness. This shift is happening as Tokyo and Washington work together on foreign exchange measures. The yen's instability is prompting Japanese companies to look for alternative assets to reduce their exposure to currency volatility. This move into Bitcoin by Japanese firms highlights the potential for cross-asset risks in financial markets. It's a notable development, given the traditional reluctance of Japanese companies to invest in crypto. The fact that they're now considering it as a serious option shows just how much the yen's weakness is affecting their business. The coordination between Tokyo and Washington on foreign exchange measures is likely aimed at stabilizing the yen and reducing the need for Japanese firms to seek out alternative assets. However, it's unclear how effective these measures will be in the short term. For now, it seems that some Japanese companies are taking matters into their own hands by exploring crypto as a way to hedge against currency volatility. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Next, second, from Crypto Slate, Bitwise is liquidating six crypto option ETFs that offered 25% payouts while returning investors' own capital. Friday, July 31st, was the final trading day for six Bitwise option income ETFs, shareholders still holding shares as of D-Zigidoi-3. Face automatic cash redemption rather than an exchange sale. The Bitwise Funds Trust Board voted June 30th to liquidate ICOI, IMRA, IMST, IGME, ICRC, and IETH, according to an SEC prospectus supplement. The products use option income strategies tied to Coinbase, Marathon Digital, Strategy, GameStop, Circle, and Ethereum. Up next. Third, from Crypto Slate, Bitcoin ETFs just bled $265 million in a brutal 24 hours, and Ethereum's supposed rescue is another BlackRock illusion. U.S. Spot Bitcoin funds posted net outflows of $265.4 million on July 31st, reversing a $233.1 million inflow the previous session. Ethereum showed a $9 million net inflow, but only because BlackRock's staked Ethereum fund drew more than the group gained overall. Every Bitcoin product displayed in Farside's July 31st table was flat or negative. BlackRock's iBit lost $122.7 million, Fidelity's FBTC lost $54.8 million, and Grayscale's GBTC lost $52.6 million. And then fourth from Crypto Potato, crypto hacks drain $1.1 billion in first half of 2026 amid 212 security incidents. The first half of 2026 was the most active 6 months for crypto exploits on record. This is according to a new report from Blockade, which shows hackers stole $1.1 billion across 212 incidents. The Blockade report found that four major incidents involving KelpDAO, Drift, Resolve, and CoWSwap made up roughly $707 million of the total losses. KelpDAO suffered the largest loss after hackers stole $292 million worth of crypto by faking a cross-chain message that siphoned off the protocol's Ethereum reserves. Next, fifth, from Crypto Briefing, Saudi Crown Prince MBS urges Trump to stand down on Iran as Bitcoin watches nervously. MBS's diplomatic efforts highlight the fragile geopolitical balance impacting global markets and emphasizing Bitcoin's role as a macro hedge. The post-Saudi Crown Prince MBS urges Trump to stand down on Iran as Bitcoin watches nervously appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, sixth, from Crypto Slate, One public crypto firm just staked its way to breaking even, but a $50 million paper loss and 66% dilution threat tell a darker story. Stablecoin Development Corporation, a public company, reported that its $2.2 million in staking revenue from the second quarter roughly matched its cash operating expenses. However, this number is dwarfed by a $50.6 million unrealized loss on its digital assets, primarily its 2.29 billion SKY tokens, which make up 94% of its total assets. The company's net loss was $41.1 million, and it held just $7 million in cash at the end of June. The SKY token's value is a major concern, with its fair value accounting for nearly all of the company's assets. If the token's price were to drop significantly, the company's financial situation could worsen. Additionally, the company faces a potential dilution threat with up to 33.5 million shares that could be issued if holders exercise their warrants, which would represent about 66% of the company's current outstanding shares. The company's staking revenue is a positive sign, but it's not enough to offset the larger issues with its digital assets and potential dilution. The company's financial situation remains precarious, and investors will be watching closely to see how it addresses these challenges. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports SKY. Link in show notes. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.